You are blessed to be in the house of the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, use me as a vessel to talk to your people. Speak to us that whatever you have destined for us today should be fruitful in our minds, so that we'll have a reason to share it with those out there. The glory of your name. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Today is the last day of the international month, September 2019. We have had teachings throughout the month of September, which for the church has been to fortify our well-being in the body of Christ. Last week we accepted that we had disabilities and inabilities which may have or will limit our view of God's plans in our lives. Today, I have the responsibility to talk to you on a topic that is very close to our faith: fighting poverty through career choice. Most of us have careers which have made us responsible men and women in the society. But to others, not so good. Regrettably, or even ashamed of these careers, which is not of their makings. Why? Maybe because you were forced into doing something you didn't like, and that is what you have. Maybe due to circumstances, this career of yours is limited, but it's good enough to bring food on the table, so you hold on to it. Now, think of poverty, thinking of poverty like something that is destined only for you is not acceptable. Why? Let's look at the Bible reading of today, which is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. Let's read. Revelation 3, 7. The Holy One, the True One, the one who has the key of David, who opens and no one will close, and closes and no one opens. He says on it, I know your works, because you have limited strength and have kept my word. You have not denied my name. Look, I have placed before you an open door that no one is able to close. That is the promise of God. It should be noted that career choice could be extended to service to God and mankind. If you have a career and know that you are serving mankind through sharing or doing the things that are being destined to glorify the Lord. For example, you have an enterprise. You hire 100 people in that enterprise. These people will go on to glorify the Lord with whatever services they are rendering to the enterprise, which is mankind, to the Lord. They will come in front of the church and bless whatever they have received from you, but that is you being a blessing to them. You can fight poverty not to yourself, but also to humanity. For example, you know what Jesus said. When I was hungry, did you give me food? When I was thirsty, did you give me a drink? When I was naked, did you clothe me? All these things he requested because he knew if you had done it to him, you have done it to mankind. And you stay blessed. God has a plan for everybody to succeed. He wants man to be part of that plan for success. He needs man to be in partnership with him for that plan to succeed. But word of caution, don't plan alone. If you plan alone, you are planning to fail. But only if you plan with God, you yourself are responsible for the delay of God's plan in your life. He has everything timed for you, destined for you in his time, and it will come to pass. So, let's look at these three things that will delay God's plan in your life. One, doing things your own way. Get up in the morning and say, okay, I'm alive, so let me go and do my own thing. Not considering what God has planned for you. Let's take an example from the story of Abraham. We all know Abraham to be the father of faith. But here he is, 90-something years old, with no descendants, no child. And Sarah is looking at Abraham. Abraham, God promised you, and this promise, I don't think it will happen because I'm already old. I don't think I will have children for you. Take my servant and have children so that God's plan will be fulfilled. That was a no-no. That is taking a shortcut to God's plan. He went, took the servant, as if he was waiting for it, and had a child. Took a Hagar and had a child, Ishmael. Not so long, an angel of the Lord came to them, to Abraham, and said, your wife Sarah will have a baby. Sarah is like, that thing that you are saying like that, I don't think it can work because I'm already past tense. I'm old. And then God asked Sarah, you laugh at what I have said? He said, no, I didn't say it. With God, everything is possible. So she was quiet. At this time next year, I'll come back to make sure what I have said will be fulfilled. So Abraham now knew that God's plan for him to have a child with Sarah will happen. Imagine in that neighborhood what will happen when they see the old lady with pregnancy. Old lady with 80-something years old. It was marvelous. But it happened. So had God has planned that he would bless Abraham, he did. And that your descendants will be like the stars. And that is how he was blessed. Abraham had wanted to take the shortcut, and it didn't work. What happened to that child? The child was driven away and became a thorn in the flesh of Israelites in years to come up to today. But it wasn't God's plan. Shortcut. Number two, disobedience, living in sin. We disobey God's plan. It is not today that we start reading the Bible. Every time we read, we have commandments. We had decrees that God had planned for us, and we don't look carefully into them. Let's take an example of the Israelites. God said, you will be in captivity in the far distant land, that is in Egypt. Who knows how many years the Israelites stayed in Egypt? Somebody else? He said 400. 400 is what God had planned for them to stay in Egypt. But because of their disobedience and they were living in sin, they stayed 430 years. So they delayed God's plan. God had already decreed it, so it was delayed 430 years. And when they left, they went again in captivity in Babylon, the Babylonian times, for 70 years. This did not please God. You see, come back to your senses. Come back to your senses so that you will be my people and I will be your God. Stop disobeying me. So disobedience is one of the things that will delay God's plan. The third one is not being vigilant to make use of opportunities. Not being vigilant to make use of opportunities. We know if you can take care of small things, even the big things, you can take care of them. Now, many of us will pass small opportunities, that is not good for me, and then they'll be waiting for big things. It doesn't please God. If you can take care of the small things, then when the big one comes, you can manage them. And as Christians, we have a dilemma of thinking that if we pray, God will do it. I happen to think not. What will a farmer do if it is planting season and then he doesn't go and plant? He keep praying in church. I come here, oh, God will give me food. And you are a farmer. You didn't go out there to plant. The rains will come and you had no food to eat. You are still praying that God will provide. Is God going to give you food directly? Didn't he tell you that there will be a season to plant? So why didn't you plant? That is how you delay God's plans in your life. The planting season, you didn't plant and you have nothing to eat, and then you think it's God who made it. No, it is you. You didn't take the opportunity at the right time to do the planting so that you have a harvest. And with that harvest, you have a reason to glorify the Lord. Let's look at this. Do not delay yourself in God's plan for your life. Don't forget, God never delays. He doesn't change. We all know he was yesterday the same, like today, and even tomorrow. Does he change? He doesn't. If you delay God's plans, you are delaying yourself. He doesn't know night or day. It's us who think there is night and there is day. For him, 1,000 years in our counting is like a day in God's sight. So the day and the night, they are like that. The second. You and I count days months, years. And as we count, we are getting closer to our graves. Don't forget, he gave us only 70 plus 10 or 60 plus 10 years to live. So as we are counting these days, we are getting closer to the grave. And how is this justified? If you delay his plan, he will take your blessings or whatever he has destined for you and pass it on to the next generation. So you will think, God has planned this for me, he has decreed it, and it didn't happen, it is lost. No. He will pass it on to the next generation. It will come to pass. Let's look at Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10. This is what he says. Whatever your hands finds to do, do it with all your strength, because there is no work, no planning, no knowledge, or no wisdom in the grave. Can you imagine God telling you that, do these things now, because when you'll be in the grave, you will have no reason to walk, you have no reason to plan, you have no knowledge, no wisdom, nothing. It will be all gone. So it is now that we have a good reason to glorify God, talk to him, make good use of every opportunity that he has given us, share with others, praise him, honor him with whatever small things that have come from our career choices. If you are lame, like last week, there was a lady who had an accident. She had the accident by diving in the pool and was paralyzed from neck downwards. That is Pastor Medingo who gave us that story. But she was left with only her mouth to proclaim God's glory. And I thought maybe with one leg you will go and meet all presidents. No, she had no legs, no arms. She was paralyzed downwards. And she had met numerous presidents, heads of states, ministers, people who are influential in the society from her paralysis. And the question was asked, now that you know what God has planned for you, are you proud of your career? Are you using the little bit that you have, the proceeds that you have, to glorify God? Don't wait for it to be too big, then it will be too late. Now that you know God's plan for us to prosper and to succeed, we can use our careers to fight poverty. By using whatever we have from God as a blessing to accomplish God's plans by blessing others in God's glory. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for choosing us to be part of your plan for success. Father, we thank you for finalizing those plans that you've had for us as we make good career decisions. Father, we thank you for guiding us as we use our blessings to honor you. Father, we thank you for the immense burden that you have lifted off from us to use our might to glorify you. We ask you this through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.